This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. I'm back in the northeast of Iceland today. I'm at the Lida Sheep Center to learn about the sheep that has that name. It's a very hardy sheep, a very resilient animal, much loved here in Iceland, so much so that there's a center dedicated to finding out all about it. And I'm with Daniel, who's the owner and the manager and the inventor of this center in Svalbard. Good to talk to you, Daniel. Thanks very much for your time today. It's a popular place because people have been coming in and out to have a look.
People in the area, they just drop by this month. My neighbor come here for coffee also. So this is also just for the neighbors to come and yes. Sit down.
Yes. So tell me about the Lida sheep and why it's so important.
Lida sheep is a special race of sheep and was accepted by the scientists in the year 2017, that it has special genes. Most certainly it came with the first settlers here, and Icelanders, they saw the use for it. Mm. They are good, very good in finding the best path to walk. When they are doing roundup, they lead the flock, and also they sense weather changes. So it was very useful for the farmers when they had the sheep outside for feeding, and if there was coming bad weather, then sometimes the Lida sheep refused to leave the house, or they come home when they were just feeding in the yes. middle of the day, they come home.
I read about this, and let's step inside then to the main part of the exhibition, because I read that they have this amazing ability to predict the weather and to warn humans yeah. about the weather that's coming.
Yeah, that's right. And it has rescued both a lot of sheep, animals, and also people. They take the control and just go home with yes. the flock, even though the farmers were not happy with it.
And a story here of someone who was saved, yeah, Benedict Sigurdsson from 1925. What happened to him?
Well, he went into the mountains close to Miva to look for sheep that were left in the mountains, and he had with him his leader Weather and the dog, and they were stuck in bad weather there, and he was the leader Weather was the one that rescued them both and the sheep that they found. And there was an author here in Iceland, Gunnar Gunnarsson. Mm. He wrote a novel about it. Of course, it is a novel, but not true story, called The Advent. It happened in December. And it is a beautiful, beautiful novel about the nature and the friendship between the dog, man, and the sheep, okay, and how they work together.
Yes, we've been to his house, indeed, south of Ilstad.
Been there, yes.
Yes.
And they are making film about it.
Okay.
There are young people making film about it. It's famous. Many Icelanders, they read this book once a year, of the Advent.
Okay.
And it has been translated into many, many languages.
Also here we can see that the Lida sheep had bells hanging from one of their horns to make it easier to know where the animals stayed with their flock. Can we ring the bell? Does it ring? It does.
Yeah.
So we know where they are
Both the other sheep knew where the leader was, and also the farmer knew where the flock was.
And as you said, this breed has been in Iceland since settlement.
Yeah,
since settlement. So these amazing qualities that they have, because these sheep have been bred deliberately like that.
Yeah, it has been, yes.
It's been bred that way.
You have to have a ram and a ewe to produce a new litter.
Yes.
If you can mix it with an ordinary sheep, but then they lose the ability to be a litter.
It sounds like it's a breed that farmers want to have.
Yeah. And maybe 130 years ago, then I saw it in some newspaper that the worth, people were buying it from one area to another, and it was the same price for good leadership as a milking cow. So you see that how worth it was.
Let's talk about what they look like. We'll try to describe them. We'll start with the colors, because you've got a display here describing the four colors: white, black, murrit, and gray. What is murrit? Which of these colors?
What you call brown.
It's brown.
Yeah,
okay.
Murrit.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That is gray brown, and this is striped, and you know, they have all colors. Yeah. But 100 years ago, they were not as colored as this. But when they were about, maybe in the year 1950, there were about 500 left of the leadership. And when they started again, then they wanted to have them in different colors, so they would be different in all aspects. So now there's not any white leadership. They're all in different colors.
But they're all still leadership.
Yeah, they're all still. Yes. And it is so, these animals, they are so amazing. Children often choose them as pets. It's so easy to train them. When I saw them first here, there was a farmer, they were doing roundup, and the farmers were standing there, and he shouted, left, left, left. And then the leadership followed, took the flock to the left, and then he said, stop. And then the flock was gathered together, and he said, then he shouted, come, come, of course, in Icelandic.
Yes.
And then they came. Yes. And that is what the use is. The good, well-trained leadership is the best thing you can have when you are doing roundup. Yes.
And if you're driving around this part of Iceland, how common are they? The sheep that we see on the side of the road?
They are, what we can say, they are shy. They usually are high in the mountains.
So they're not on the side of the road.
And if you get close to lead a sheep, then they usually run away, because in their mind, everything which is unusual or unexpected in their surrounding, that is a danger.
Okay.
And so they just go away. And if you come to a house full of sheep, and there are one or two leader sheep there, and then you notice them immediately, because they stare at you and go as far away as possible, unless they know you.
And do they recognize people?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah,
they do.
Both sounds and the how they look. Maybe the smell also.
So this is an intelligent breed.
Yeah, and that sheep is why they are bred, because of the intelligence.
And the centre that we're in here then, which has been around since 2010, this exhibition I think has been around since 2014, for 10 years. What was the purpose of this? Why did you want to educate people about the breed?
I came here as a headmaster in a small school, which was closed 8 years ago. When I came here, I grew up on a farm on the West Fjords. But when I came here, I saw leadership. I had heard about it, but I had never seen how useful they are. So I started reading about these animals and how is it possible to train animals like that. And then I noticed that all leadership in the country and therefore in the world comes from the northeast. So I said, well, that is the mecca of leadership. So that is why we started this project here.
Yes, and the numbers now of leadership are increasing?
It's increasing. It is about 1,300. And we are in process to have it accepted as animal endangered by UNESCO.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about the protective genotype that is being bred into various sheep populations to protect against scrapie, which has been so damaging in the last couple of years. Can it be bred into the leader sheep as well?
They have started, that is in a project that there are some farmers that are gradually doing that. It takes 4 generations or so. Yeah.
It's a magical cure almost, isn't it, for that problem?
Yes, that's right.
And it's done a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Now, we know as well the Icelandic sheep generally have amazing wool, which has all sorts of properties that keep you dry when it's very cold and wet. But the leader sheep wool is special as well in another way, isn't it?
The wool of leader sheep is softer and finer than the other sheep. The threads are thinner or finer. And also the old people say that if you wear some clothes made of wool of leadership, then you always find your way home. You never get lost.
Especially in the blizzard.
Yeah.
You'll be fine to go home. Well, and you've got some items for sale here as well at the centre. So if you want to take advantage of that when you're here, then do.
Yeah, you can just call me or send me a message if you want something. Everything is, all the wool is in natural colors, and everything, we use the horns, the bones, we use the fat for making soap and candles, and we try to use everything of the sheep.
Daniel, thank you very much indeed for your time today. The centre is open for anyone that wants to visit. What are your opening hours?
From 11 to 6 o'clock every day. June, July and August, and people can also call me out of that time. I am always around, or most of the time.
Okay,
or they can at least come here and check if I'm around.
We will put a contact detail up on the website then, on the page of the company's The Show from Ruve English Radio. Well, thank you very much for showing me around the Leadership Centre today.
Mine was a pleasure, thank you.
It's Ruve English Radio, I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from Ruv English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.